UFOs and warships. Well, I can't figure this out. We are being told UFO sightings are down, and yet there seem to more being posted than ever. I can't help but recall a saying which said figures can be bent to fit the needs of whoever is doing the figuring. I think this might be true in this case, but I can't figure out a legitimate reason for it. Could this be a different type of disinformation campaign, one to convince us the sightings were really nothing from space and that they are all disappearing? Perhaps some think tank said if the public keeps getting information which implies there is less UFO sightings every year, they will eventually think the sightings are nothing. I have been very interested in the UFO sighting in 2004 by the crew on the USS Nimitz. Let me run it out for you again. In 2004, the Nimitz carrier group not only saw a UFO but picked it up on radar. It was seen by planes launched by the carrier. It wasn't until 2017 when the film of the UFO was released to the public. The pilots were interviewed and described the object they saw as a UFO. They were flying six Super Hornet fighters over the Pacific Ocean when the encounter took place. It is said the film was released by Luis Elizondo, the former director of the Pentagon's Aerospace ID program and who left his position. He has said the UFOs were not drones or aircraft from other countries. He also said that fact is not something any government or institution should classify in order to keep secret from the people. Clearly, the man left his position because I believe he was disgusted with the way UFOs were being kept secret, along with the fact they are from another world or worlds. The radar operator from the Nimitz who was on duty at the time of the UFO sighting has finally come forward. In December of 2017, something unheard of happened. The Department of Defense authorized the release of two films of fighter pilots engaging UFOs. Why this was allowed after all these years is still a mystery, but it is the most the US government has done concerning UFO data. Back to the radar operator. He has stated the object which is being shown is not the same one he picked up. He says, the object being shown is the same shape as the popular candy called Tic Tac, but the real object was the shape of a classic flying saucer. He went on to say he tried to get someone to listen to him about this but was unsuccessful. Obviously, they didn't want us to know the real shape of the object for some reason. He says the day of the sighting changed his entire perspective about these things and blew his mind. I guess this would be true for anyone who got a good look at a UFO. He also said he notified his superiors about the object and they said okay, keep doing what you are doing, but they didn't seem to be very excited over the sighting. As I said, I don't know why the object in the video which was released would be altered, but let's suppose it was, and take the side of the radar operator and try and figure out why it would be altered. The first thought which comes to mind is the UFO might be some sort of very advanced craft built by us which went over the battle group to see how they would respond, and the government never thought at the time any film of it would ever be released and the shape was altered to protect its design. That might certainly fit the reason for hiding the shape. Another reason might be if the object was examined closely enough, something might be discovered. Perhaps we might see aliens through a portal and this might upset the balance the government is trying to maintain. Could there be other reasons for keeping the original film secret? What if there were some identifying marks on the craft which might lead us to know it was ours and where it was manufactured? Maybe it said Boeing or Lockheed in small letters somewhere. Like I said, I don't have an answer and this is all speculation. There are other stories about UFOs being sighted by battle groups and ships from navies all over the world. In 2009, a Royal Navy warship came very close to firing on a UFO. The ship was the HMS Daring, a destroyer, and it was docked in Liverpool. The UFO passed overhead. The ship's guns were radar powered, but they worked on a military frequency and spotted the object, while the civilian radar didn't detect it. The British said it wasn't a UFO but flares used to prevent radar from locking onto a target. Let me ask you this, why would a ship in dock have flares fired over it? Many people do not believe this explanation. This particular ship didn't have all of its weapons fitted yet due to budget restraints, and dropping flares would not have accomplished anything. It did have a gun in a turret which if fired would not have had much of a chance of hitting a fast-flying aircraft of any kind. Another point is the British military was not about to drop flares over a densely populated area in Britain. There have been sightings by the navies of the world of USOS which are undersea UFOs known as unidentified submerged objects. Some of these have come out of the water and Navy ships could see them and they rose into the air and became UFOs which are unidentified flying objects. The Norwegian Navy along with NATO ships and planes went after a USO in a remote fjord which was 60 miles inland in Norway. They never succeeded in finding the object. It was believed at first to be a foreign submarine. If it was a submarine, how come 30 Norwegian ships assisted by American and British vessels and others from NATO couldn't find it in a small fjord? Many say because it was not a submarine and merely rose up and flew away. On several occasions, the Russian Navy reported tracking objects moving under the water at speeds of hundreds of miles an hour. Russian Navy divers were said to have dove into Lake Baikal because of a report of a UFO entering there and what they found were aliens swimming under the water without any gear for breathing who attacked them. I guess I have to say as far as UFO and USO sightings go it is not unusual for USOs to be seen in the water which pop out near ships and maybe even shadowing them. There is no doubt UFOs seem to be very interested in us and our technology. Perhaps they feel it is like being in a living museum because they might have passed through the same stages of technology to get to where they are now. This is only a guess of course and maybe in some way we are even ahead of where they were at the same time. I am referring to nuclear power and such.